I had a what I would consider a sinus infection, I would have never imagined that I had COVID. Never in a million years.
But she did. It wasn't severe enough to send her to the hospital, but she admits she was pretty miserable for almost 2 weeks. Jamie Pickering is 44 years old and works in a Veterans Administration medical clinic in the Durango area. Her symptoms began with what she thought was a sinus infection from seasonal allergies. That happens to her every year. Sinus pressure, sore throat, sneezing, a light fever. But then...
it's when my fever started to spike that I was got a little bit more worried. And that and the shortness of breath. I had shortness of breath about 4 days after the sinus infection started.
Her fever spiked at 101, but the symptoms continued and got worse.
I had one day of being lethargic where I just couldn't get out of bed. I slept the entire day. One day of having a neck ache, very mild neck ache. I did have the intestinal issues.
Pickering also worried about her asthma. She had heard that asthmatic patients could be particularly hard hit by the coronavirus. She even called the hospital one day to see if her breathing problems meant she should plan for a visit to the emergency room.
Apparently, the emergency room figured it was mild. It felt like an asthma attack to me. They didn't even offer me albuterol. It was at that point that I was told that I was probably positive for COVID.
At that point, she'd been sick for about 4 days. She also lost her sense of smell for a while, but says that's not uncommon when she gets a sinus infection. She still had a sense of taste, but it didn't matter because she had no appetite for food for 2 weeks. Then, as the symptoms finally subsided, it was time to get confirmation. Was it COVID-19?
Was completely over my symptoms, and then my employer said that I needed to go get tested. So at that point, I went and got the nasal swab and tested positive.
She wasn't the only one in the VA clinic where she works that tested positive. 8 of the clinic's 12 staff members had had it, which turned it into a hot spot. So much so that staff received a court order to isolate themselves. Now they're participating in a study of antibody testing to see how long, if at all, they could be immune to the virus. Pickering says at her last test, which happens every 2 weeks, her antibody count remained high. She admits that it was a miserable 2 weeks of suffering through COVID-19. What did she do to pass the time?
I answered a lot of Facebook posts. Because once people found out that I had COVID, I was swamped. I was on the phone a lot with friends, watched movies, watched TV, did a lot of reading.
So you had a lot of friends checking in on how you were doing?
Yes, yeah.
I bet that helped at least.
It did, yeah. I've got a good circle.
We still hear some people wave off the severity of the coronavirus. It's just the flu, they say. People get flu all the time. Jamie Pickering disagrees, and she has firsthand experience as someone who got COVID-19 and as someone who works in a medical clinic.
Yeah, it is not just the flu. It is a lot more pernicious than the flu. It is definitely more serious for underlying medical conditions. With my asthma, I think I got off easy. I also caught it really easy. It was, you know, just a matter of weeks, and I had it. The flu is a very specific set of symptoms. This can be, whether there are 26 symptoms now. So yes, this is not just the flu. And this needs to be taken seriously. It really does. For those people who don't want to wear a mask, I'm sorry, but you're going to get sick. For those people who don't want to wash their hands, they don't want to take precautions, expect to get sick. And I hope you have a mild case. I would not wish this on anybody. And people are dying, and it's just going to get worse if people don't take this seriously.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.